Today is the first Sunday of Advent, a whole new liturgical year. New year brings a lot of good things. Hopefully, we can gather them all today. In the bulletin, it has everything you need to know. It is our lowercase g gospel for the parish. Please see the bulletin for today, the second collection for our capital projects, many of which have been done recently. I thank you all for your continued support. There is catechism today, not only for the First Communion students, the Confirmation students, but also for the adults here in the gym after Mass. And please note that we have actually a date of confirmation selected, more to this, but it will be on March 11th, a Saturday, March 11th. Bishop Fillet will be here for confirmations. There are two novenas that start this week, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday. Please see the bulletin for the novenas. Also today, if you can sign up for the Knights of Our Lady, if you would like to be enrolled in the Miraculous Medal on December 8th, there are some sign-up sheets outside the gym and the chapel. It's the last call for retreats. We have a women's retreat starting on next Monday, the 5th of December. A last call if you want to register, or for the men starting on December 14th. It's a great opportunity for us. I know it's not the best for your schedules, but there is a great retreat available for all of you. Next Sunday, there's a second collection for the mission support, an annual collection. Please note that for next week. And my mistake last time, but please just sign the checks to our chapel, so Blessed Virgin Mary, and then we'll cut the check for the Foreign Mission Trust, but just that second collection next week. There are two fundraisers today, one for the Altar and Rosary, one for the high school girls, so please see the bulletin and outside for that today. There is an Altar and Rosary meeting this Monday, and then the normal adult catechism on Tuesday. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from Romans chapter 13. Brethren, knowing that it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The night is past, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and impurities, not in contention and envy, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is taken from St. Luke chapter 21. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations by reason of the confusion of the roaring of the sea and of the waves, men withering away for fear and expectation of what shall come upon the whole world. For the powers of heaven shall be moved, and then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them a similitude. "See the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth their fruit, you know that summer is nigh. You also, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. I put my trust in thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Reverend Father, dear faithful of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin a new year so far from the world's thoughts as they're looking forward towards celebration, trying to wake up from the celebrations of last week, and trying to look forward to some resolutions in January. But we're different, at least we ought to be, as we want to begin a new year today. The liturgy brings to us the emotions, the disposition that we ought to have, and that's what we're trying to gather today. What God wants us to think, therefore we can act according to his wishes. The introit from Psalm 24 gives us what we want. We want to put our trust in God. It's a beautiful presentation as we begin now the desire for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ as a child, a baby. How many of us are scared of a baby? If you are, you need help. And yet, this baby is the one who is the figure of Christ. He is the one whom we expect. This year we have 4 solid weeks of Advent. Not always do we have so many days of preparation, but this year, like others, but not all, we have this expectation for the coming of a child. Yet this child is the Almighty. Every Christmas is meant to be a symbol of the second coming, the coming of that Lord who is going to make people shiver and tremble and be scared of their judgment. We have to reflect that this Christmas, as all, are meant to be a symbol of the second coming. It's not his first time. It's not his first rendition. It's not our first time to think of this. But remember what Christmas is about, to reflect on how we have Christ in our soul and how we wish to see our second coming, or rather, the second coming of our Lord. But we want to put our trust in God, this Redeemer, this Almighty Savior, this one who's able to change all things. He's able to change our hearts. But that comes by some recognition. Today, the Catechism of the Council of Trent asks us to remember this second coming in conjunction with our life. At times, we live our life as if it's all a trial period. It's all an opportunity to get another chance. But we're asked today to reflect rather as if this was our last. For a child in class, they're given quizzes, they're given homework, they're given different assignments, and then the test. That test could be the only one. And that is why they're given other assignments and quizzes to prepare for that. The college students know that that's not how it works typically in college. They go to class, they study, they read, and then there's one exam. Life is similar. We at times are given little assignments, quizzes, which are typically the same as the test. But we don't always have that test. Because there are teachers who say, you've done so well, no exams. Or there is just no exam because there's not enough time. Time is short. And so how we did on those assignments and those quizzes does make a difference, not only to help us for the test, but if the test never comes, we've done our best. Life is similar. We have every year, these quizzes, how are we doing? How was this last year? Examine yourself. If it hasn't been done the best, we have a new opportunity. We have to see Christ as coming not only as a child, but don't forget our faith. This child is God. The world didn't recognize him. It was only the few. The world at large today does not recognize the church or Christ as they ought, but we do. We are those ones who have this special grace to be prepared for the second coming. As the gospel today says, when everything is this way, when everyone's scared to death, people are dying of broken hearts. They are dying in despair. As you know, the rate of suicide has skyrocketed because of this second coming. They're scared to death. And we, at times, are so numb. We don't reflect enough, and you're encouraged during this Advent to make resolutions in accordance with how you meet with God and how you want to rectify yourselves. That is a question of faith, that God will come. As for a child, there will be a test. There's no doubt what way it will come, when it will come, and who will give the test can differ. But the test will come for certain. And in accordance with this act of faith in the second coming, we have to live in conjunction with what the epistle says, that we do not want to be drunken. We don't want to be one with contention. We don't want to be one of impurity. And that is the one that is paused upon today through the Catechism of the Council of Trent, this topic of impurity. Unfortunately, throughout the year, we don't talk about it enough, but it is everywhere, threaded through life. We have within our bodies this God-given passion of sensuality, everyone. Not many have been able to be preserved from temptations against impurity. St. Thomas Aquinas was one of those proud ones, one of those unique souls who, after being so tempted by having his family present to him someone to tempt him against sins, against the sixth commandment, and he drove them out of his cell, at that point, and only then, was he given the grace never to be tempted against the flesh again. Let us have this impress upon our souls that each one of us and each child at some point is giving these temptations to test their love. Purity is beautiful. Purity is expensive. Purity costs our will, our desire to be with God. It's one of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Can we take that apart? Those who are not clean of heart will not see God. It's not only sins of action, which is the sixth commandment, but sins of thought, the ninth commandment, sins of sight. How often we are plagued by sins of sight against the sixth commandment. Because the world says, learn early of what not to do or how to do it. The world is not our friend. Parents, encourage your children to prize this virtue, not to be scared to sin against the sixth commandment, but to love, to be one of those few people who have purity of heart throughout their life, to be a virgin when they're married. These are things so gone today. But it is the Catholic spirit, the Christ-like spirit, the one that receives the prize. And therefore, we're encouraged to just think of one thing. This past week, I had the great honor to celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada. If anyone's done it before, nothing goes on. But yet, at the school at which I was to visit, I was trying to ask some of the young men what they were looking forward to at their Christmas break. And one man who's doing the Rubik's Cube so fast you couldn't look at it. It was going so quickly. He said, I'm looking forward to my cell phone. This is what this young man is looking forward to. And I question why. Well, because of my music. Okay. But the next thing was very, very enlightening. He said, I used to be on social media, but I dropped that. I dropped it because of the robots. You don't even know if you're talking to a person on the other end. Snapchat now has robots, and you speak to a computer. You can usually figure it out because after a couple lines, you know it's not a human responding. But this young man dropped social media, but he's still addicted to his cell phone. For us, this man doesn't have a cell phone for 9 months out of the year, but that's what he's looking forward to. Not his mom, not his family, not good food, not rest, but music on a cell phone. Let us learn from this and let us ask ourselves how addicted we are, or do we remember that social media is also termed the back door to pornography. Yes, it can be helpful, but it's also the back door that's often unlocked for children to pornography. It's a reminder today to look at that digital safety guide which was promoted this year. Make sure all of your technology devices are locked down, parents included, because you have to be the example for your children to know that if they have the means to use tools in this world, let us not forget there is a sixth commandment, there is a beatitude, there is a final judgment. And we want to live now as if we were to be judged tomorrow. If we do this, we can have a great Lent and look forward to a great Christmas. This said, let us make our parish resolutions. All of you should have resolutions yourselves and your families for today, for these 4 weeks of Advent. For the parish, let us work on two things. One is that positive, something we will do is to pray for a church. You know we've been looking for over 3 years. We've been sacrificing. You've been giving alms. You've been giving money for this great project, and we have that money. That sacrifice has been done. But remember that things are done by prayer and sacrifice. If you sacrifice so greatly, the prayer must be wanting. And that is what we will emphasize this Advent, is that all of us pray for a church. There are two novenas that start this week. You can use one of those for that intention, the St. Andrew's Novena. Pray it for a church. Or this Immaculate Conception Novena. This is the diocese dedicated to the Immaculate Conception. America is dedicated to the Immaculate Conception. Let us go to her. This whole campaign that we started was under the Immaculate Conception. Pray this novena for a church. Or lastly, you can pray that one Hail Mary mentioned many moons ago. That one Hail Mary that St. John Bosco said every day for a church, and he got it. There is a brother in the novitiate who is still praying his one Hail Mary for us. How many of us are still doing our one Hail Mary? Take one of those three, one novena with that one Hail Mary, and pray for a church. We will get it. And the second thing is a negative, or rather, a positive, if you wish, it is to make more communions or better communions. St. Isaac Joes is the patron saint of our academy this year. He was known after 17 months without having said Mass or without having gone to communion because he was with no other priest and his fingers were not off here in America. When he went back to France, it was Christmas Eve. He got off the boat. After 8 weeks of sailing, he ran to the confessional and ran to the communion rail, unbeknownst to anyone. Let him be our model. We will speak of him as well on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But today, try during Advent to make more communions. There are some of us who make infrequent communions. Let us make more communions as a parish. And then secondly, let us make better communions. Let us be like St. Isaac Joes, who wants the communion, who's desiring it every day or every week. This desire that will be in his soul that has to be deeply rooted, because if we are with God today, we will be with God tomorrow. Of course, this requires a good confession. This requires some focus. And it might, for some of us, require a miracle. But is not today the feast of the miraculous medal? It is called miraculous because so many wonders happen through it. Let us pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.